Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It puts the whole episode behind me and we can now move on. I think we will start to heal now. And I've talked to all of the other victims and that's pretty well the consensus of opinion that we're glad that we don't have to go to a trial. We think it would have been a long trial. And so we feel a sense of relief right now, and we're satisfied with the decision that was made for him to plead guilty and get life in prison.
There's retired Army Colonel Bill Badger talking about the relief he feels knowing that Jared Lee Loughner has pled guilty and is going to jail without a long trial. Colonel Badger was one of the 19 people shot in Tucson over a year ago. Despite being shot, Colonel Badger was the one who grabbed Loughner and threw him to the ground, ending the attack on former Congresswoman Giffords, all part of that. And the guilty plea this week, the number 10 item on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 10th of August, reviewing all top 10 during this hour in talk radio from this past week, determined by the folks at talkers.com. And this week, Laudner's guilty plea is the number 10 item. Number 9 on the countdown, the arrest of country singer Randy Travis. Quite a story. Host Mike Broomhead and Nicole Franks talk about this very bizarre story. The more you hear, the stranger it gets.
I'm going to read to you directly from the Fox News story. If you just jump in the car, Randy Travis, it's not so much what he did, it's the circumstances around it. Oh, here's how it went down. That's a quote from the story, by the way. When police arrived at the scene around midnight, Travis was lying naked in the street.
Oh, God.
Okay, whoa. It actually gets funnier.
Did he have his guitar with him?
I've got a joke, but they'll throw me off the air.
That's what they call it?
But this is where it gets funnier. He was lying in the street with his busted up 1998 Trans Am. He was driving around in a Smokey and the Bandit car. He wrecked it into a pile of construction debris.
Oh, dear God.
And was lying naked in the street.
Naked?
Yes. So he refused field sobriety tests, and when police tried to throw his naked butt into the police car, he threatened to kill the police.
Good idea. He's a hot mess.
Oh, and
hot
so,
mess.
Oh.
He could have a whole new album based on this one incident.
Now, his whole life
really
is a country song. But no, this is a guy that's worth, he's got to be worth $100 million.
Not anymore.
Listen, when the music business used to be where you made money off of album sales and you got rights and royalties, I mean, before the days where you sold singles on iTunes, when you sold CDs, and records.
Yeah,
Randy Travis was one of the biggest sellers in the 90s.
In the 90s? But
he was huge. I saw him in concert with George Strait once when I was a kid.
Did he have clothes on?
Yeah, he did. He did have clothes on.
Is he married?
No, he's got a girlfriend that he's estranged from. And by the way, what's funny is in February they had a Super Bowl party. Him and his girlfriend had a fight.
That's right.
And he ended up passed out in the front of his car in front of a church about 20 miles from where this happened.
Oh, yeah. Was it the Trans Am, probably?
I don't know. But I just keep thinking, Randy, he's a multimillionaire. There's no doubt he's a multimillionaire.
You think he is still a multimillionaire?
Oh, absolutely.
The fool is naked in the middle of the road.
But
he has lost all his money, okay?
He's driving a 98 Trans Am. That's
you
the funny
that
part.
He's a multimillionaire.
He's got to be. What, I mean, unless he... How could he have squandered all that money? There's
I don't
no way
know.
He's broke.
Alcohol?
He's not broke.
I think he's broke.
No, I just think you can take, and I say this respectfully because I are one, you can take the redneck out of the trailer park. You just can't take the trailer park out of the redneck.
Okay, let me just put it this way. If he still loved the Trans Am, couldn't they build him a new one? I mean, why would he be driving around?
And I don't know. See, I don't know a whole lot about cars. I'm sure a lot of the listeners do.
Yeah.
I don't know that a 98 Trans Am is a classic. You know what I mean?
After a moment of respite, global warming, the jobs report, and the price you're paying for gasoline, all up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat.
I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Countdown, number 8, the summer drought discussion about global warming back and forth. Here are our hosts, Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott, talking about July as the hottest month on record, as long as they've been keeping records of the Weather Bureau, about 140 years.
It was very hot in July. Turns out it was the hottest ever July in the USA.
In fact, it hasn't been this hot since the Dust Bowl in the 30s, so how hot was it?
The average temperature for the contiguous U.S. during July 2012 was 77.6 degrees. That's 3.3 degrees above average and about 0.2 degrees warmer than the previous warmest month on record, which was July 1936.
That's Jake Crouch of NOAA's National Climatic Data Center.
One of the contributing factors to this record-breaking month was the drought. Dry soils tend to cause daytime temperatures to be higher, and so we have that underlying warm temperature trend with the drought making conditions even hotter than that trend.
And not just for July, Crouch says the first 7 months of 2012 were the warmest on record for the USA.
We just came out of our 14th warmest month on record. That has not happened before in our period of record. So we're kind of uncharted territory here. It's something to be wary of as we move forward because, you know, these warm temperatures and this drought is having real-world impacts on people.
And the hot, dry weather is adding to the fire danger this year, too.
The pattern that caused the drought across the U.S. also caused there to be a lack of storms, and so we had very few tornadoes. On the other side of that, though, the drought has caused an increase in wildfires, particularly across the western states.
By the way, the coolest July on record was in 1915. As for the coldest month in history, that was January of 1979 with an average temperature of 22.6 degrees.
Item at number 7 is the latest jobs report. Host Brian Wilson talks to analyst Stephen Green about what he thinks, Green thinks, we should and shouldn't believe about the job numbers.
You pretty much nailed the appropriate orifice from which these numbers come.
Oh, well, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, and the L is optional, they have what's called the birth-death model. And they assume, they've got a very fancy mathematic formula for this, that a certain number of small businesses will be born that will hire a certain number of workers, and that a certain number of small businesses will die, putting a certain number of workers out of work. Well, this last birth-death number for July was 53,000 jobs created.
Right.
The birth-death model. They didn't actually talk to anybody who created a single one of these 53,000 jobs. They just assumed that they happened. So a third of the job creation, almost a third of it last month, was based on pulling stuff out of your bottom.
Yes.
They get away with this because the birth-death model has worked before. But go back to July 2011. The birth-death model predicted about 6,000 jobs. Go back to July of 2010. 5,000 jobs created in the birth-death model. So what happened this July that was exactly 10 times greater for small business than it was either of the prior 2 years? I'm going to blank. Are you?
Prices of gasoline, number 6 on the countdown this week. Host John Rowland talking to Michael Fox, executive director of the Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers Association, about Connecticut suddenly having the most expensive gasoline in the country.
Traveling season is here. Vacation season is here. And for the first time in 6 months, we now are numero uno. We were number one in gas prices for the longest time, and then California beat us out for a short while, but we're back on top.
Yes, we are.
You know, the more I think about this, and I was stewing on it all day, Mike, and it's really the working poor that take it in the teeth on this. I mean, people that are schlepping 15 or 20 miles to get to work and taking care of their kids and trying to get away for the weekend, it cuts into their budget more so than people that have more wealth.
It does. I mean, wealthy people certainly don't feel the impact, but, you know, middle class, the small business owners, we all feel it, because when those working poor don't travel, don't take that one a year vacation, you know, the business people and business community suffer, and of course, then the end result of that is tax revenue is down, and the state just creates a bigger problem than they already had, and that's the frustrating part. The legislature just does not seem to learn from the mistakes of the past, that we cannot tax or increase prices and fees and licensing fees. We can't increase all of those things to solve a financial crisis. You need to cut costs. But it's so frustrating.
And here's the other frustrating part. When you talk about wanting to cut the gas tax, the first response is, oh, but the roads and bridges and the infrastructure has been ignored for so long. And you know what your answer is.
Absolutely. I mean, this is ridiculous. We've done this for so long. We've diverted the money.
Thank you.
It's a scare tactic. Right now, we're up to almost $2 billion in diverted funds.
Let's explain that to our listeners. Let's explain. This is money that's supposed to go to the Special Transportation Fund and other funds, money raised from the gas taxes that is diverted to the general fund.
That's absolutely correct. Governor, let me give you the best one of all. We created an underground tank fund that took care of environmental cleanups in the state of Connecticut. They put a tax on that. Last year, that tax raised $340 million. The legislature, in one swoop of a pen, after we went through the legislative process, we defeated every single bill that came before us to do away with this program, has now completely done away with that program. But guess what? Left the tax in place.
Up next on our countdown, Iran, Syria, and Mars. Some people would like to send Syria and Iran to Mars, but that's not the focus. We'll get to all those stories next on the Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the review of the hot hits this week in talk radio. We're up to number 5, Iran and Syria and their plans. Host Stephen Leader talked to correspondent Dan Raviv about the latest Israeli intelligence.
How good is Israeli intelligence, and does the United States really trust it?
They are good, especially for Israel's size. What a small country. It has 7 million people now, but especially at the beginning in 1948, it was a tiny sliver of a country in the Middle East, and that's probably why the Mossad, the big foreign intelligence and operations agency, is so good. Israel felt that it was tiny and surrounded by enemies. It had to have the best espionage. So I think in the Middle East, they do. Now, the United States cannot fully trust Israel in every way because the two countries have different interests. Israel always feels itself threatened right there in the region. Everything is very, very urgent. And the United States and the CIA often are sort of holding back a little bit and saying, well, you know, we have a bigger picture. We, America, we have an alliance with Saudi Arabia and other countries. And so the interests don't always match. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. In the current struggle to stop Iran's nuclear program, the U.S. and Israel are operating together more than they ever have.
Hasn't Israel in the past cried wolf to some extent about Iran's nuke capability?
I think only as a matter of timing when Israeli officials and undercover officials visiting Washington, speaking privately, have warned that next year could be the big year that the Iranians start breaking out with their uranium to actually build a bomb. So you could call that cried wolf, but almost everything the Israelis alleged has been confirmed by United Nations inspectors at the IAEA. By the way, you could then bring up, they said that about Saddam Hussein, and he turned out not to have weapons of mass destruction. This is a problem for intelligence agencies worldwide. I think, based on what I've heard from U.S. and British officials, that they do believe the Israeli version, but they're not totally in agreement about timing. You know, whether we have another year or 2 years before Iran really has to be stopped, and then, you know, leaders might even decide to have a military strike on Iran.
Number 4 on the countdown, the Mars mission. Host Gary Meyer with reporter Tom Skilling. They talk about all the work that went into getting the new rover safely onto the surface of Mars.
Now, we've been talking about the Curiosity rover on Mars, and when you see how that landed and all the technology and imagination that went into that, it's pretty extraordinary.
It really is. They said it's the size of a small compact vehicle. Can you imagine, marching that across that distance of space and having it wind up exactly where they wanted it? How in the world that's done, it's beyond me, but it is pretty amazing.
Well, I want the scientists who develop that to develop the satellite system that delivers pictures to my TV, because when a cloud goes over, that goes out.
I
and
know.
Here this thing is. How many millions of miles away is Mars right now from our planet? Boy, it took 8 months for the rover to get there, and the planet is at different lengths, depending on the rotation, obviously, sure, of the Earth and of Mars. And it could be as far away as, I believe, 150 million miles,
yeah,
somewhere between all that.
It varies quite a distance here, and I'm pulling this up right now, so I'll find it.
All right. Now, while you're looking for that,
yeah,
we're talking about the Curiosity
rover.
Here
it is, Gary. 54.6 million kilometers is the minimum distance, and 401 million kilometers is the maximum.
I don't know
distance.
Kilometers. I'm not
so
in one of those countries that doesn't know how to count.
Right. Well, let me do. We'll perform a magic here, and we'll get it.
All right, but it's far away, and
yes,
it's an amazing piece of technology. And when you saw those nerdy scientists jumping up and down in their blue shirts.
The Mars mission, that's the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's go back to number 10 and review. The Loeffner guilty plea is number 10. Rest of Randy Travis is number 9. The drought and global warming, number 8. Jobs report, number 7. Gas prices, 6. Iran and Syria, number 5. The Mars rover is number 4. So, in a matter of moments, you can hold your breath or you can count to 3 times 3 or whatever. We'll get to 3, 2, and 1 up next on the countdown.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, we have 3, 2, and 1 to pursue on the Talk Radio Countdown, the official top 10 for the week ending Friday, the 10th of August. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 3, the London Olympics. Alex Witt talking to sports attorney Stephen Olenek about the endorsement deals that are already coming in for some of the athletes.
When you think about the medals, a lot of people think they can mean big money as well. How much money are we talking about?
We're probably looking, Alex, between $1 to $3 million, depending if they win a gold medal. Plus, you've got to realize that the way that they write these contracts, they also have to pretty much participate in the next Olympics, unless you're someone like a Michael Phelps.
Well, okay. Well, I want to get to them. And also, when you look at something like you've got Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte, both of them from the same sport, is there room for more than one star from any given sport? And if not, how long does Michael dominate before Ryan gets the edge, or does his record-setting achievement, does that mean he stays the big money winner?
I think Michael Phelps is probably going to be the big ticket item. Plus, they're the big winner throughout all of this, because right now, Michael Phelps makes about $5 to $7 million a year, coupled with the fact that he is the greatest Olympic swimmer that's ever actually participated in the Olympics. So I think Michael Phelps' earning potential, unlike Ryan Lochte, who is probably a sex symbol plus a great Olympian, but Michael Phelps, because of the historic things that he's done, is going to actually be the high earner throughout probably the next couple of years.
Gabby Douglas making her face her way onto the cover of a cornflakes box. Typically, do gymnasts do well?
Yeah, they do pretty well as long as they win the Olympic gold medal, or they actually have like a personality, or they have a defining characteristic, such as Gabby Douglas, obviously being young, but she also has that personality, the infectious smile.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, someone like herself, her earning potential leading up to the next Olympics could be upwards to $10 million.
And give me just the top couple of things that advertisers will look for from these Olympic athletes. What is it that they're trying to get from them personality-wise?
Well, I think that they want to see whether they, one, have a personality. That's the most important thing. Two, do they have a defining characteristic, which is very important. You know, can they actually say or put this person in a position where not only are they a brand endorser, but are they a good spokesperson? Do they have something that the American people want, or even globally what people in general want? So I think that they have to have something defining, such as an infectious smile,
yeah,
a great personality, a sex symbol.
Here's how Steve Gruber talking to sports reporter Tim Stout about the second week of the games in London.
For Jordan Weaver, I mean,
great accomplishment, and for her composure. I mean, I give her the gold medal for just having so much class over there.
Well, she's getting that kind of a reaction from a lot of people, beginning with her agent, who believes that's going to get her a lot of endorsements, or at least they're selling prospective endorsement companies on her personality and that angle, obviously. But there's no question that winning the team gold medal for the five of them will help all of them in that regard. Like you say, anytime you win a gold medal, that's got to be an upper no matter what else that went along with it on the side. And she still has a very, very busy end of the year coming up that will not have, the emotional stress that she's gone through the last couple of weeks in London. She's on a tour this entire fall with the United States Olympic athletes, which she decided to take earlier this year. It was late in the spring, I think she agreed to do it. And so she's got that coming up. And she has to decide on whether she wants to go at it next year in the World Championships again, where she's the reigning champion. Then it sounds like she's leaning toward that. Then after that, I guess she'll figure out what she wants to do relative to any further competition from there.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Gymnastics is generally for young people, teenagers for the most part. Is it possible that she can come back when she's 21 years old and compete again? Or is that is the window closed by then, I guess is what I'm asking?
Well, you're asking someone who certainly only has gymnastics background every 4 years when I happen to see it, and more this year because of the local angle. But if you go by what everyone says, it's certainly not impossible. There are others who've done well and competed in two Olympiads. That's not necessarily the norm, but those are all teenagers involved. They were all at a news conference yesterday sponsored by Adidas in London for an hour. They had them all dressed up in their leotards and uniforms and everything, and they were all asked that question. And maybe with one exception, most of them figured they certainly want to consider coming back into Rio. And I just think that's such a long window before that decision has got to be made that for a lot of them to be definitively figuring in their own mind that, yes or no, none of them can really do that just yet. If any of them were, say, 20 and were in their second Olympiad, that would probably be a much easier call for all of them. I don't think any of them got it figured out yet, but I haven't found anybody that says they can't do it. The norm is, though, obviously, that once you get to 20 or 21 years old, listening to John Getter, the Twist Stars coach who coaches Jordan Weber, he says the way the thing has been designed is that once you get to that part of your life, you have other things that take up your time. They're just going and working out every single day around school. And I think that's where he thinks it's difficult for anyone in their 20s. It's just their time, not necessarily their loss of athleticism.
Okay, number two now, the aftermath of the shooting in Wisconsin, and that'll be up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs. 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%. APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
We're keeping rolling, rolling, rolling on the Hot Talk Radio Review. We're here at number 2 on the countdown, the aftermath of last week's shooting at the Temple in Wisconsin. Host Matt Patrick talking to attorney Chris Tritico about the shooter being on the FBI watch list.
The FBI has a watch list. Now, my understanding is there's, what, somewhere in the neighborhood of 400,000 people on this list, including Wade Michael Page. How in the world does the FBI watch all of these people? Well, they can't watch all these people.
They're not watching all those people, and that's the problem with this list. It's just, you know, it's been added to by different agencies and grown so big that it is absolutely impossible for the FBI, with the manpower that it has, to keep a watch on all of those people. They're not, they're just not doing it.
Now, so what's the criteria for getting on the list? I assume I'm probably on one of these lists just because of some of the things that that I might say publicly on the radio. But what's the criteria for someone that maybe isn't a conservative radio talk show host or an attorney in your case?
Or an attorney representing Timothy McVeigh.
Right.
I'm proud to be on the list. The criteria is buried somewhere in the federal law, and doesn't seem to have any, I can't find any really rational basis for why some people get on and some people don't. I mean, who's the singer? Cat Stevens is on the list. And so I don't know that that Congress doesn't need to sit down and say, let's make some criteria for this list that makes it a usable, workable list that is actually has the FBI's manpower watching the people that we really think are threats.
Should the average Houstonian be concerned that maybe a post that they put on Facebook or something that they may have said or tweeted would cause them to be put on some bizarre list that they're not aware of?
Well, I think in today's society, where we were heightened, we have heightened sensitivity with respect to certain words, like, you know, saying bomb in an airport. You should be concerned about saying things like that. You know, the First Amendment says we can say whatever we want, and we certainly have the right to protest our government in this country, and we should exercise that right when we feel the need. But you need to do it responsibly, and if you're making irresponsible statements in today's world, that might just get you put on the list, or might get you a meeting with the FBI because you posted on your Facebook page that you were going to, you know, you thought the government ought to be blown up, and even though you didn't mean anything by it.
Here are hosts Chris Daniel and Philip Teresi talking about how little most Americans know about this faith.
If only Americans knew more about the ethnicity of Central Asia, or could even name two countries in Central Asia, or all of the, because that's what it comes down to. And that's the problem. I don't know anything about Central Asia. I mean, I'm a geography nut, so I can probably point to the countries maybe even name them if they don't have. Yeah.
I could find India.
Could you find Tajikistan?
No.
What area of the world is the Punjab region?
I'm going to guess near India.
And Pakistan, I believe. I think.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. And we have a huge Punjab community here in the valley. I'm not exactly sure what separates a person from being Punjab instead of being merely Indian. Did you know that there are as many Muslims as Hindus in India?
I'd heard that somewhere, but one of those nebulous, okay, yeah, that makes sense things.
And who wears the turbans?
People that have a better tan than me.
Which of the people that have a better tan than you wear the real bomb daddy, I almost could wear one of those sucker turbans?
Not the Mexicans.
No, it is not. No, they have the wide brim hat with the dinglebills.
As far as I know, the really killer, what I think of when I think turban, are the Sikhs.
That's right, it's the Sikhs. Are the Sikhs Hindus?
I believe that Sikhism is associated with Hinduism.
But somewhat aside.
Yeah, kind of like how one might describe Mormonism in relation to mainstream Christianity. It's a part of it, but not necessarily acknowledged as such by everybody.
Are they Muslim?
No.
Okay. One of the few things we've all learned about Central Asia in our childhood schooling is the caste system in India. You know, the untouchables, the Brahmas, we don't really know all the levels in between.
I know that Sikhism was that part of the purpose of the establishment of Sikhism and the reason that every Sikh male has the last name Singh was as kind of a rejection of the caste system.
Yes. It's a big area with a lot of countries, a hell of a lot of history, a ton of strife. And we as Americans, we don't know much about it. Maybe if you served in Afghanistan, you'd pick some stuff up, or Pakistan, or wherever we've been. You'd pick some stuff up. But we really don't know much.
I was telling Glover, with a focus on the issue of gun control, and a situation where police went overboard arresting a man who had the legal right to be carrying a gun.
Here's another shock. Our old friend Dean Esserman makes headlines again. Remember the police chief from Providence? Known for, even before Link Chafee, known for his underage drinking parties. That his son had posted all over Facebook. And so because of all of that coming to light, he decided that he'd look for new employment. And he found it. He's the police chief in New Haven, Connecticut. So why is he in the news? Apparently there is a very prominent Connecticut attorney. How prominent? Sung Hwang is the president-elect for the New Haven County Bar Association. He also has a permit to carry a weapon. So when he decided to take in a late-night showing of Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, he brought his pistol with him. Much to his surprise, he's in a theater with about a dozen people, 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. The manager reports a man inside with a gun. Police go in, guns drawn, tell everybody to raise their hands, file out, they're passed down, and then they identify the suspect. With weapons drawn, they approach Mr. Sung Hwang, a 46-year-old attorney from Connecticut. He remained in his seat, calmly uses his cell phone, does not comply with their commands, and he's taken into custody by force. And they find the gun in his waistband near the small of his back. His lawyer says, look, he did everything by the book. He's got a permit to carry. He's out at a movie theater. Suddenly, people are pointing guns at him. So it's their understanding that police were not going to arrest Mr. Hwang once they realized, oh, he's got a permit. Until, enter New Haven Police Chief Dean Esserman. He ordered the arrest. Hwang lives near the theater and has a perfect right to bring a gun anywhere he wants except an airport. So why was he arrested under the order of Police Chief Dean Esserman? I'm wondering where the ACLU is. I mean, this guy, under his Second Amendment rights, he did everything right, purchased the gun legally, has a permit to carry. And I got to say, a 46-year-old guy going to the Batman movie late at night, I might be a little nervous about a copycat, so why not go armed? That's your right, isn't it?
Number one is up next, the 2012 presidential race. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one is the continuing focus on the Republican and Democratic standard bearers. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo talking about Mitt Romney and how his worst enemy may actually be a member of his own staff who has him in hot water with a lot of conservatives over her health care comments on Fox.
A spokesman for Mitt Romney. What about that mistake? Honestly... It's already going to be a tough enough election. The last thing you have to do is highlight one thing that Mitt Romney gets beaten up about all the time. Why exactly would you talk about how people were covered by health care or Romney care in Massachusetts? It was weird. And again, you know, I feel as though I'm in a position to be critical because, you know, I speak for 7 hours on the radio every day. And every once in a while, I'll say something, maybe I should have said that, and I'll correct it very quickly or whatever. You know, nobody's perfect. But, I mean, I don't get it. How do you go on Fox News Channel, have an opportunity to really go after a horrible super PAC ad? How do you go on Fox News and just act stupid? I mean, you must be prepared. When you're representing a campaign like this one, the one thing that you wouldn't want to highlight is something that's looked at as a negative. I mean, that's what many people say, well, Romney care makes Romney just like Obama. Romney's no better than Obama because of Romney care. Despite having the most spent most of the Republican presidential primaries downplaying his deeply problematic statist health care expansion, Romney spokeswoman and former staffer for the McCain campaign, Andrea Saul, on Wednesday, touted the benefits of Romney care while trying to call out Priorities USA for its Romney Killed My Wife ad. James, the first problem might be that she used to work for the McCain campaign.
Yeah.
How did he do in 2008? I can't remember.
That can't be too good.
Did he pull it off in 2008?
Mm-mm.
It was at least close, though, right?
I would leave that off the resume.
That was close, wasn't it?
A little bit.
I mean, give or take 10 million votes. Holy crap. I bet Romney said, I better hire her. Wow, look at her resume. What a dumb move. When asked about the ad linking Romney to the death of the wife of Joe Soptic, a steel worker who lost his health care coverage after Bain Capital closed his plant, Saul responded, quote, to that point, if people had been in Massachusetts under Governor Romney's health care plan, they would have had health care. What?
Host Michael Graham talking to Tom Beaven from RealClearPolitics.com about the controversial ad from an Obama super PAC that basically accused Mitt Romney of being responsible for a woman's death from cancer.
Tom, you and I have talked about politics for a long time in our individual lives. I've seen some pretty sketchy ads. I've run back in my day some pretty sketchy ads. This actually made me gasp when I heard the close.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a despicable thing. I mean, you set it up by asking, has there ever been a more despicable ad? And I could say yes. I mean, the ad that was run against George W. Bush, James Byrd, you know, where they said that he was basically responsible for that man being dragged behind the truck and killed, was probably the most despicable ad that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was way beyond the pale. But this one's also bad. I mean, this is a sort of preposterous claim that, you know, Mitt Romney's responsible for this woman's cancer and her death. And I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, this is going to be, and this is priorities, this is Obama's super PAC, this is not the Obama campaign.
But, right.
You know, for all the hope and change, you know, we're going to be, you know, postpartisan and rise above the politics of the past and all that. They are running, Obama and his surrogates and his allies are running the most negative campaign that we've ever seen, and they've spent more money than anyone this early in the race to try and basically disqualify Romney and make him an unacceptable alternative. That's their game plan. They're afraid if they wait until, you know, after Labor Day, that it'll be too late.
And I agree with you. It's funny. I was in Ireland last week debating with the leader of the Democrats abroad, because they organize voters who are still allowed to vote in America but will live abroad. And halfway through the debate, the moderator, who is pro Obama, looked at the Democrat guy and said, come on, can't you say something good about our guy? Because the entire debate had been, Romney sucks. And I said, George, this is the entire American campaign. Even Obama supporters agree he's been a lousy president. Their only argument is Mitt would be worse.
The 2012 presidential race, most talked about item this week on the Talk Radio Review. So we'll go to number 10, recap one more time. The Loeffner guilty plea is 10. Arrest of Randy Travis is 9. Summer drought and global warming is 8. Latest jobs report is 7. Price of gas is 6. What Iran and Syria are planning to do with Israel is number 5. The Mars mission, number 4. Olympics, number 3. Aftermath of the shooting in Wisconsin is 2. And the 2012 presidential race is the number one item this week on your Talk Radio Countdown.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.